Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Comedy Concepts with your host, Nancy Lombardo.
Ba-da-da-da-da-da. Good morning, all. Thank you for tuning in. You're listening in archives. Yes, every Friday night, the Nancy Lombardo Show. www.mnn.org. Lifestyles. Join the chat room, simply go to Blog Talk Radio, give yourself a chat name, and drop on by, and we'll be glad to promote whatever you have going on. Yeah, because it's all about you. Betty Jo Tucker is already in the house. Betty Jo Tucker, movie edit headquarters, every weekend. Tucker, you.
Ah, hello, everybody.
Just the lad I've been looking for. Clamber on my head, Fred. When's all but you have friends. Friends. There is no contesting. I have no way of manifesting how much I'd prefer you dead. Fred.
Oh, I'm glad you let me make that in, because I trust you too.
Gratify your whim, Jim.
Jim? What happened to Fred?
He changed his name.
What to?
Chunky. Tell me, can you swim, Jim?
No, Jim cannot swim.
Then step upon this plank, son. On the riverbank, son. Which I have carefully arranged so that it will suddenly tip up and throw you into 30 feet of muddy water as you upset the trim by stepping on the rim. Jim.
Okay, stop cheating me, is it, Captain?
Of course not, dear boy. Just walk along it a bit further.
Ready, Harding. Ah, here I am on the edge of the nice little wooden crab plank. Okay, that's a lovely day for a naughty plank, well. You're drowning me. I do not like this game. I got this. When I say I trust you, I don't want to be drowned. Because I do not like that kind of game, blues. I don't like naughty tricks that go splooty splat. They say harm can come to a young lad like that. And I do not like explosions that blow me back for Christmas. Out of my elfy sights of whatting cues. I don't like being wetted by nasty April showers. And I do not like being nutted by Eiffel and Blackpool towers. So I do not want to be grounded, nutted, deaded, headed, flatted, headed. I don't like that kind of sad blues. I don't like that. I've got thin, blin, button blues.
Still alive? Take this cigarette, pet.
Good time.
No, don't like it yet, pet.
That I won't be dated on nothing, Captain.
No, no, don't be frightened.
All right, then. I'll just put a match to it and... Yeah, I can find you. You're digging me again. I can't play this button game no more. Yeah. Picks up fretted kneecaps, replaces lug in luggo, and exits through little hole in middle of back out.
I'm walking backwards for Christmas. Oh, no. Oh, no, that's near the side, isn't it?
And now, Robin Williams and Jonathan Winters.
How long ago? When you were doing Mork and Mindy, how long ago? Was that 10 or 12 years?
About 10.
And Jonathan came on and did how many episodes with you?
Oh, it was about 20 of them.
Some of the funniest episodes ever done on television.
We used to run out of film. It was like kind of like those war movies where the machine gun goes, there's no ammo!
Yeah, he's been a friend of yours, friend of mine for many years.
We were scare people. It was one.
He's on his own show called Davis Rules with Randy Quaid, which is on the air later this fall. Would you welcome Mr. Jonathan Winters?
We lost the fort. The Indians were sober. We were drunk this time. Well, great to be here.
Nice to see you, my God.
Nice to be here.
How goes the battle?
Well, pretty good so far. Made it across into Van Nuys. That one shoulder took us out. Gosh, I was so taken with this guy. I was when I first... first met him, and on Mork and Mindy, we did. We had a marvelous time.
Those were good days.
You had access to more medication in those days.
Yeah, some of the shows were real quick.
I noticed the stuff wore off tonight.
Columbian College Fund. Yeah.
Mr. Williams didn't know you in the days when you and I were...
Oh, when we were on the sauce.
To, yeah, when we were having a little...
Well, yeah, Johnny and I...
Can we have those on block for you?
I'm sorry.
Could we have those sent out and clean for you?
It was easy getting them on.
Now,
here, you want to play with those?
Oh, yeah.
This way, I won't have so much guilt.
Before we, General, what is your official title for that? General or just...
General. I'd like to be a general. Okay. I was a corporal, and I'd rather be a general tonight.
I want to congratulate...
Makes me feel important.
Yes, I want to congratulate you, General, on winning the Emmy for
Davis
Rules, Best Supporting Actor.
Thank you. Well, it's... I must tell you briefly about it. I know our time is limited here, but...
Not really.
I really... really didn't think that I was going to win, and otherwise I would have been there. And I turned to my wife of many years, and I said, "What do you think, sweetheart?" And she said, "You don't stand a chance." And so...
It's that kind of support that's kept you together, hasn't it?
That makes one want to return to, you know, the shaving lotion.
You don't stand a chance,
you know what I'm saying? Oh, she just said, look at the competition. And it was just, you know, Durning, my God. This guy from Evening Shade, and then, of course, Cheers and all this.
Right.
They've been on many, many years. And I thought, well, what'll we do? And fortunately, we had a thrilling evening. That isn't a put-down, because I know the guy that threw the evening is hopefully listening. We had a choice, one choice, of going to a fella's house to have ribs. And thought I'd say his, you know, no. But we had, they were marvelous ribs, hands and all that stuff. And then we sat down and watched. There were about 12 or 14 of us, and then they announced it. And I saw the picture of myself, a still. And there's no explanation, you know, where is he, you know. They can say a lot of things. And I was in a house with
ribs.
Other people,
mm-hmm.
And ribs. So, but it was a big draw. I asked, and then the following day, I said, "Where is the award?"
That's right.
And somebody said, "Well, since you weren't there, you don't get it."
Was that your wife again?
No.
How is the missus, by the way?
She's fine.
Good.
She's fine. She looks better than ever. And, of course, come on, we're not kids anymore, John, you know? And, but she's not bedridden, and,
it's not around the house at all.
That's right, no. She's very active.
But the romance is still there.
But you've got to stay up all night, you know, to keep her active. And, a lot of things she say, you know, I come at her and play these ridiculous games. I'm sure he plays the same thing. And,
do you wear this uniform when you...
Sometimes, yeah, sure.
Nothing wrong with that.
Just a cape, no pants.
That's right. You react battle scenes, I suppose?
Many times she'll say things like, "I don't know what she means by that. Don't you have a ball game to watch?" You know, 4 o'clock in the morning, I don't think many of them are playing. Well, at any rate.
Now, how do you deal going down doing the show? You know, as you say, you're not as young as you used to be. A lot of stress doing the show?
Yeah, there is a lot of stress.
You take your painting materials down there?
Oh, no, there's not that time. usually I just get the legs begin to go. I was talking to an athlete the other day, a professional. He told me it was on a bus. And
you had no way of knowing it.
I had no way of knowing. I knew he was on a bus. He was in trouble. So he said he played with the Washington Redskins, and he said, "You know, the first thing to go, John talked very fast, and he was trying to get off. He couldn't get off the bus. Legs were really gone." And so somebody just dragged him off and faced him again. But any rate, he said the first thing to go are the legs. And I find that at 6'5", you're on these hard floors, legs go.
Yeah.
They really go. The mind, of course, hey, that was gone a long time ago. I don't know about that. But the legs, when they go, everything goes.
Yeah. You get back to Ohio often?
Oh, I haven't been back for really. That's your heart. Well, I'm sorry about the Reds. Can't throw baseballs at those guys and hurt them, you know, and do that. Any rate, I get back every once in a while. There's always a guy with a toothpick, you know. "Hey, how you doing, John? Very good to see you. How you doing out there? We don't see you. We don't get what you do here." "Well, do you get anything?" Not a lot.
Yeah.
You still, yeah. The only thing in my section of Ohio, the river's dried up. Fish are just there in the dust.
They're good eating,
yeah,
though.
Oh, yeah.
Well, all right, get yourself some trout jerky.
It's like a chicken, you know. If you hit a chicken in the road, we used to just throw it in the back of the pickup.
Get yourself some Tennessee pizza.
Just the best.
Put that on there right there. They've already been cleaned. They've been gutted and cleaned. Take everything
we're
off.
We're going to just take a break here. Have you ordered the Prozac? And we'll be right back after this. Stay where you are.
Trapped in the dungeon in my mom's house, 'cause I'm living in her basement like a little tiny mouse. I never saw this coming, but I have no remorse. Cause if I stray, I may not see the light today.
Oh, no.
What's that moving?
Oh, no.
Please stop moving. Cause I'ma hit you with whatever's up in here. And if I hit you, then I'll run and run and run. And I'm the man of the year.
Every time I would see him here, I would just feel like, I am doing my thing because I know this guy. And Joe Franklin, it's so great to be part of his being remembered here. Before I go, I just want to share with you a little something that I just read in the New York Times. Did you know that they are coming out with a plastic, raised, touchy-feely book that is porno for the blind? $250 a book.
Meryl Streep is from the future. She has
Excellent.
Traveled back in time. She comes from a land where stars shine brighter, like Meryl shines in yours and mine.
Back in the future where Meryl's from, she's just an acting average Joe. But now that Meryl's here, there are no acting heights to which she can't go. Oh, Meryl Streep, you are a goddess of emotion. But in the future where you're from, you're just like everybody else. So you turn back time to be among us ordinary people. Oh, Meryl Streep, we love you because you shine, shine, shine.
Back in the future when Meryl was in high school, when she couldn't get into her drama club, she flew to the physics lab with fervor and snapped upon her rubber gloves.
Using lots of scientific physics, magic Meryl grasped the hands of time.
And she fell into a wormhole, and now she's doing fine.
Oh, Meryl Streep, you are a goddess of emotion. But in the future where you're from, you're just like everybody else. So you turn back time to be among us ordinary mortals.
Meryl Streep, we love you because you shine, shine, shine.
Everybody, listen up.
Listen up.
Remember to give Meryl all of the awards, the accreditations, the roles, the paychecks.
Accreditations!
Because if she is in the slightest bit displeased, she will once again rip back the fabric of space and
time
to the very beginnings of humanity when we climbed out of the primordial ooze. And she will merely dip in one big fucking toe.
Big toe!
Making us all a little bit Meryl. And then she will become supreme overlord of us all! Yeah! Oh, Meryl Streep, you are a goddess of fucking everything. But in the future where you're from, you're just like everybody else. So turn back time and enslave all of humanity. Oh, Meryl Streep,
we love you because you shine, shine, shine.
Oh, Meryl Streep, we love you because you shine, shine, shine.
Just in time, Mark Turner, Afterbirth Monkey. I'm sorry, Mark, I always forget your partner's name because I know you better. That's all. My apologies to her. But Afterbirth Monkey, check out their music on CD Baby. Follow them on Facebook. They are brilliant. And speaking of brilliant shows, Betty Jo Tucker Movie Attic Headquarters every Tuesday at 4 p.m., except next Tuesday, no show, but she's got so many great shows just geared up online. You can listen to any time. And Halloween week, she'll be featuring Rocky Horror Picture Show. Don't want to miss that. And I want to thank everybody for tuning in, especially Mark Turner and Betty Jo Tucker. Don't forget George Bettinger's show, Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays on Dreamstream Radio, 4 p.m. You want to check out my friend George. I think he's going to be a friar soon because I'm sponsoring him. 10 seconds is not enough for anything. That's the English lady telling me it's over. But I was trying to find one more thing to go out with, but I guess I can't. All right, watch my TV show tonight. Oh, you never know who you're going to see. All right, Nancy Lombardo, Blog Talk Radio. Bye-bye. Thanks for tuning in, guys. Is her daughter just her again? Okay. Very funny, Mark Turner, if you're still listening. Is it her daughter or just her again? All right, I think my show ended, so I shall have to go too. All right, bye.